From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama plans a speech Sunday night to tell the American people what the government is doing to fight terrorism. The White House says Obama will also update the country on the investigation into Wednesday's massacre in California, carried out by two apparent followers of Islamic State. U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a gathering of local government workers Wednesday in San Bernardino, about an hour's drive east of Los Angeles. In his weekly radio address Saturday, Mr. Obama said Americans will not be terrorized as they uphold the values of a free and open society.
And even as we work to prevent attacks, all of us, government, law enforcement, communities, faith leaders, need to work together to prevent people from falling victim to these hateful ideologies.
The president also spoke Saturday by telephone with French President François Hollande, whose country is still recovering from last month's terror attack in Paris that left 130 people dead and more than 350 others wounded. Chadian officials say at least 27 people were killed Saturday when three suicide bombers attacked a market. The attack took place on an island along Lake Chad's western coast, where a weekly market was in progress. The attackers were not identified, but authorities noted the militant group Boko Haram has carried out recent bomb attacks in the area. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. British police say they are investigating a stabbing rampage in a London subway Saturday as an act of terrorism. A man reportedly shouted, "This is for Syria," before slashing people with a knife in the Leytonstone station of East London. Police stopped the suspect with a taser and took him into custody. Officials say three people were stabbed, one person was seriously hurt. No details have been released on the suspect. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message Saturday, which it said was from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, in the message, Mansour refuted claims he was killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, one of the two languages spoken in Afghanistan, he repeatedly asserted that reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. Mansour said no such incident ever took place and he is safe and healthy. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression there are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. The Afghan government announced Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Some officials in Kabul claimed later that the Taliban chief had died of the injuries he suffered in Kuchlak, a small town near the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the next round of talks on Syria's political future will be in New York later this month. Speaking at the Brookings Institution here in Washington Saturday, Kerry said the goal is to facilitate a transition that all parties have said that they support.
A Syria which will choose its own leadership in the future by an election that they have all agreed will be supervised by the United Nations under the highest standards of international law and of elections with fair, full transparency and accountability in order for even the diaspora to be able to vote for future leadership.
The Secretary of State said resolving political concerns related to the Syrian conflict will help facilitate the fight against Islamic State, which controls large swaths of Syria and Iraq. At the previous round of Syria talks in Vienna last month, representatives of world powers, including the U.S., Iran, Russia, and the U.N., laid out a broad plan for a political transition in Syria. The world powers also voiced support for establishing a credible, inclusive government in Syria within 6 months and free and fair elections within 18 months. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.